Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley with your host Surjeet Atwal on CIVL Radio 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a great episode for you today, an interview with Fred Fox, a representative of the Terry Fox Foundation, who is also the older brother of Terry Fox, and we will be talking about what inspired Terry Fox to make the run across Canada and what great work the Terry Fox Foundation does in raising money for cancer research. And sir, we were just talking off air briefly about how your brother inspired me throughout my difficult life. I guess you hear that every day from other people, every other Canadian that you guys run into. How does that make you feel that your brother inspired millions of Canadians even decades after he left this earth?
Terry was running his Marathon of Hope 42 years ago. We marked the 41st anniversary on Tuesday, the 28th of June, Terry's passing. So our family is so proud to know that Terry's impacted so many lives over the years. And, you know, his cause was raising money for cancer research, but so many people with their own challenges and, you know, outside of cancer, we hear all the time. I get a chance to travel. My mom and dad traveled. My brother Daryl, sister Judy have traveled over the years and met so many people who have been inspired by Terry. Terry said when he was in those first couple of weeks when he was running through Newfoundland in 1980, like you had mentioned earlier about, you know, we have good days, we had bad days. Terry was having a bad day, and he wrote in his journal later that night that, you know, kind of documenting what he was feeling like. And he ended his journal entry with, "I want to set an example that would never be forgotten." And Terry's example of determination, that never give up attitude, that anything is possible. Terry showed us that one person can make a difference. And, as a family who work hard to continue Terry's dream, it makes us so proud to know that, you know, there's so many individuals out there, not only in Canada, but around the world, who are inspired by Terry to go beyond their own boundaries.
And what inspired Terry to make that difficult run across Canada as he was facing a difficult challenge of his own?
Yeah, you know, it started, Terry, with, you know, we grew up in Port Coquitlam in the Vancouver area, and Terry was a young athlete playing basketball at Simon Fraser University in the Vancouver area in Burnaby, and developed a bit of a sore knee and thought it was a sports injury. They did some tests a few months later when Terry, it really was affecting Terry, and he was diagnosed with cancer at 18 years old, very young, had to take chemotherapy treatments as a 18-year-old growing up in the 1970s. He lost all of his hair because of chemo and everything else. And but it was really that time taking chemotherapy that really impacted Terry. Terry saw others going through the same thing, young people, older people going through the same thing. And Terry saw how much discomfort and pain and how sick they were. And it soon became apparent that it didn't matter how sick Terry was. He was more concerned with other people. And that's what inspired him to run across Canada. He wanted to make a difference. He wanted to change. He found out that not a lot of money through governments, through private donations, public donations was going towards cancer research. He wanted to make a difference and change that. And so what he did, in 1980, running across Canada has truly had an impact on so many lives.
What is the actual work of the Terry Fox Foundation? What is your mandate?
Yeah, like our mandate every day, and what we follow Terry. Terry realized when he was re-diagnosed with cancer, he had to stop his run on September 1st of 1980 in Thunder Bay, just outside of Thunder Bay. He came home, the cancer had returned to his lungs, and Terry had hoped to get better, get healthier, get back out there and run again. But that didn't happen. We lost Terry on June 28, 1981. But Terry knew before he passed away that there would be an annual event called the Terry Fox Run, held in communities across Canada, in schools across Canada, now in about between 20 and 30 countries around the world. There's Terry Fox Runs and raising money for cancer research. Terry knew that would be happening before he passed away. And here we are, the Terry Fox Foundation continuing that. The Terry Fox Foundation was formed in May of 1988, and our mandate is to simply follow what Terry wanted, to raise money for cancer research, to fund the best innovative cancer research in Canada and different research that's happening in different other countries around the world as well. Terry would be so proud of what we do. We have some of the best cancer researchers in the world who receive funds raised by the Terry Fox Foundation and so many Canadians that participate, young and old, who participate year to year.
And you just mentioned that Terry knew before he died that there would be an annual Terry Fox Run. How does that make you feel? And how do you think it would make Terry feel knowing that his inspirational run that was started by one man has now reached multiple countries and tens of thousands of people take part in it every year from across the world?
You know, again, he would be so proud. Terry said, as Terry was making his way across Canada from Newfoundland, almost every community Terry stopped in, small communities, villages, big cities like Toronto, Terry would share his story and why he was running. And he would tell people that, he's running because we'll all be touched by cancer in one way or another. We might not get it personally. It might be a family member, a friend, somebody that we know in the neighborhood. Terry did a speech in Scarborough, Ontario, in the Toronto area. And it was a passionate, inspiring speech. And one of the things that Terry said in his speech was, even if I don't finish, we need others to continue. It's got to keep going without me. Did Terry know that maybe he wasn't feeling very well at the time? Did he know at that point that he wasn't going to be able to finish and he wouldn't survive another cancer diagnosis? We don't know, but Terry set that goal that we have to continue without him. And he would be so proud to know that all of these years later that so many people do today, and that he'd be even prouder that the money raised every year is truly making a difference. People are surviving their cancer diagnosis. Survival rates are so much better than they were 10, 20, 40 years ago when Terry was first diagnosed. So he would be so proud that people have taken up the torch, picked up the torch, and continue to run with it.
The money raised by the Terry Fox Foundation, where does it go? Does it go into research? Does it go into patient care? Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Terry wanted monies to go to cancer research. He obviously benefited from the health care and all of the things that he received while he was taking his chemotherapy treatment and the care and all of that. And he knew that was very important. But Terry knew that felt that, a cure for cancer was going to happen through research. And that's what he was raising money for. And that's what we continue to do today. So we raise money for research. Terry could have easily chosen just the type of cancer he was diagnosed with, which was osteogenic sarcoma, a bone cancer, why he had to lose part of his right leg above the knee. Because of the bone cancer, but we, the Terry Fox Foundation, we fund all types of cancer, whether it's ovarian cancer or breast cancer or lung cancer, different types of blood cancer. We fund all of that. In 2007, the Terry Fox Research Institute was created. Their home base is in downtown in Vancouver, near at the BC Cancer Agency area. And all the money that we raise, we give to the TFRI, Terry Fox Research Institute, and they distribute amongst researchers right across Canada. Going all the different programs and research is pre-reviewed, and they're funding the best research in the country, and that's what Terry wanted.
If I can go back to when Terry made the decision to run across Canada to raise awareness for cancer, how did your family take it? How did your parents take it, knowing that their son had just been diagnosed with a deadly disease and he was selflessly thinking of others and wanting to raise awareness of cancer so that others don't have to go through what he's going through? How did your parents take it? Because I assume that your parents really, wanted him to get treated and get better and live his normal life.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. It was interesting. Terry was diagnosed with cancer at 18 in March of 1977. And he went through his chemotherapy treatments and he finished those got healthier. He started to run. He started to run with an artificial leg in February of 1979, about, you know, not quite 2 years after his first diagnosis. His chemotherapy treatments were all done. Terry was running. He had to figure out how to run with an artificial leg that was designed for walking. Back in the late 70s, not very many people were running with artificial limbs. You know, if you watch the Paralympics today and you see the type of the technology and equipment that they're running with, it's amazing. So Terry was running, attempting to run with an artificial leg designed for walking, very heavy and all of that. He increased his mileage. By the time Terry got to his 21st birthday in July of 1979, he was running probably 15 kilometers a day. He told our mom and dad the reason he was training and running was he was going to run the Vancouver Marathon, which would have been at that point May of 1980. In Labor Day long weekend of 1979, Terry, our brother Daryl, Terry's friend Doug Allward, went up to Prince George, BC to run a 17 kilometer race. Terry hadn't quite run that far at that point. Ran that race, completed it, finished last. Being last wasn't a big deal. He accomplished the goal of doing that. He came home, and a couple of days later, he sat in the kitchen with her mom. And he said, "Mom, I haven't been completely honest with you. I haven't been running because I want to run the Vancouver Marathon, but I've decided I'm going to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research so no one else would have to suffer the cause of cancer." Our mom is a protective mom and parent. She got very upset with Terry. She raised her voice. She said, "Why would you do a crazy thing like that? Why don't you just run through BC, finish in Stanley Park in Vancouver?" And Terry replied with, "Mom, not only people in BC get cancer, people right across Canada do. I need to start in St. John's, Newfoundland." After that, mom was very supportive. Our dad was very supportive. Dad had a little different response. When Terry told dad that he was going to run across Canada, he said, "When do you start? When are you starting?" So, but they were both very supportive. Our family were very supportive. The community of Port Coquitlam was very supportive with Terry's idea and supported him along the way.
Could you talk a little bit about the impact that Terry Fox Foundation has had on the Fraser Valley?
Yeah, you know, there's still, lots of Terry Fox runs that happen. Our parents moved out to Chilliwack in 2004. My brother Daryl lives out in Chilliwack. So, you know, we have some connection to the Valley. But there's Terry Fox runs in all the communities, whether it's Abbotsford and Mission and Chilliwack, throughout the Valley and you know, Langley here in Maple Ridge where I am. So, you know, the impact of that, of and not only in communities, but in schools. I think, you know, there's something like 1,400 schools in British Columbia that have Terry Fox runs. And many of them are in the Fraser Valley and here's new generations of students and children who are learning about Terry. Weren't obviously born when Terry was running in 1980. Many of their parents or even teachers might not have been born 40, 41, 42 years ago when Terry was running. So the impact of that, you know, the Abbotsford Hospital where cancer patients are treated, you know, they're benefiting, I'm sure, from the money that's raised every year by the Terry Fox Run and some of the research that happens here in British Columbia. So it's amazing to see the support you know, not only in the Valley, but throughout British Columbia.
We'll be right back after these messages on CIVL.